enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime, and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up a little bit later on, we'll be talking about the Las Vegas bartender who apparently was forced to reimburse his employer, the Lodge, for thousands of dollars stolen during a 2020 robbery back in December. Edward Parker, 42, said that he was working at the Lodge at Wallapai, and then the company came after him for the money. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like that's something legal that you can do. I'm not an attorney, but it sounds like it's something that the company ought to be embracing this guy, not demanding $3,000 worth of money. That just makes no sense. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, the 529, I just checked the traffic cams, and a lot of people are out of work, apparently, because they are on the freeways. You are bumper to bumper right now, US 95 eastbound at Rancho, mainly because of those lane restrictions, which are just on the other side of the Spaghetti Bowl there, 515 eastbound at Main Street. That's where four lanes funnel down to two. Also, 515 westbound at Eastern, very, very slow through there. Major delays as that bridge work continues well into next year. Reduced speeds through the resort area of Interstate 15, north at Sunset, south at Charleston. You're only averaging about 35 miles per hour there. And Cheyenne and Pecos, treat that as a four-way stop. The light is out.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Mountain West football schedule begins this evening with UNLV in action in Fresno as they're going to match up against number 22 Fresno State. And then games coming up tomorrow, there is just one league game. That's Boise State playing at Utah State. Everything else will be non-conference. San Jose State at Western Michigan, Colorado State at number 5 Iowa. Wyoming goes to UConn. San Diego State set to host Towson. Air Force will host Florida Atlantic. Hawaii at New Mexico State. And New Mexico goes to UTEP. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This week at Macy's, we're setting our sights on fall with big savings on the season's hottest trends. Check out bold new color palettes and tonal pieces from Inc., Calvin Klein, and more. Fresh looks for him from Sun and Stone, Bar 3, and more. And update your space with bath and bedding from Oak, mindfully made and created for Macy's. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Learn more at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
My grand opening is tomorrow. Can I get custom posters printed today?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need to promote my new curbside pickup service.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his conservative principles, and won anyway. Joe Lombardo's a leader, not a follower. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, there are a lot of people lining up to try and run against Steve Sisolak for governor. I made the not-so-bold prediction a few months ago that as soon as we got past Labor Day and beyond, that there'd be a line around the block to run against Sisolak. He's been just a dismal failure. One of those people lining up to run against him is Guy Nora. I don't know if you've seen his video. It's really, really good. Nora4NV.com. You got to see his video. And by the way, you spell his name G-U-Y, pronounced Guy, Nora, N-O-H-R-A. You can just Google search that and just put Guy Nora video. And it's all over the place. It is one of the funniest announcement videos that I think I've ever seen. And in fact, I had a chance to visit with Guy Nora earlier today and asked him to tell me a little bit about this video and the history of it.
Well, sir, we are going to run this whole election outside of the box. So the first thing we did is we looked at how everybody else does things, and we're like, we're not going to do it like everybody else. We're going to tell them our story in a way that's going to just get everyone interested and try to start paying attention to us, because that's who we are and that's how we're going to do things. So the thought from the beginning was, and I was incredibly fortunate that my team was able to put together this video, and I was lucky that I had enough show business savvy to actually do a good job on it.
It was
all outside the box.
It was absolutely amazing, and one of the things it did, it outlined your background and how you came to America. Can you talk about that? A very compelling personal story about how you came to America as a teenager, what prompted it, and how you got to this point in your life.
Yes, and I know I'm going to try to be very brief here because I could talk about this forever. However, I was born in 1960 in Beirut, Lebanon. In 1975, as some of your listeners might know, there was a civil war. I got involved in the Civil War as a 15-year-old. My parents whisked me out of there within 90 days and decided, they wanted to see more of me in my life. So they landed me, and we came as legal immigrants into Alameda, California, where I went to high school. And if you could just imagine, going to a private Catholic school in Beirut, Lebanon, and then 90 days later, Alameda High, with a bunch of kids running around in the lockers and going to classes and stuff. So, huge culture shock. But within maybe 2 months of being here, I'm mixed. I'm Lebanese, I'm French, I'm Italian. I've got a bunch of different things, and I started meeting Americans, and lo and behold, for the first time in my life, there were people that were as mixed as I was. You know, there was German and Mexican. There was Irish and Spanish, and oh my gosh, this could be home. So immediately I decided I'm going to become as American as I can be. And that was very important to me. So I played football in high school. I ran track. I joined the rock and roll band. It was just all about assimilating and becoming as American as I can. I was fortunate I got to go to college. I joined a fraternity. One thing, if I could do on a quick tangent, what kept me going through these days was this: my mass services in Alameda were exactly the same as my mass services when I was growing up in Lebanon. I'm Catholic, and there you go. You know, we just had the same exact thing. So to me, it was, you know, this was like one constant in the world that was helping me. Got to Stanford, got a job selling medical equipment internationally. Wanted to be my own boss one day and be CEO of a company, so I went to business school, University of Chicago, where, you know, I got my credentials as a social conservative and economic conservative, of course. Then I got into the venture capital business, where we invest in startup companies in life sciences, which we define as biotech and medical technology. I did this for 30 years, and decided, you know, I moved to Nevada 6 years ago, which in our state, given the transient situation, there's, you know, I'm now an elderly person in Nevada. I've been here my whole life almost, and I love it. I love the state. I want to do everything I can to turn it around. And when I was a business person, I started my firm started 180 companies in biotech and medical technology. We created thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs. We raised billions of dollars, and as importantly to me and my heart, we also were able to heal people from several diseases, including cancer, heart disease, you name it. So I'm sorry I talked a lot, but that's what I wanted to tell you and your listeners.
Guy Nora joining us. He's a candidate for governor, and you have been a success at everything you've done, dating back to great grades in high school, in college, merging traffic, your music group, now as a venture capitalist. And I guess my question is, after all of that, why run for governor? It's expensive. It's time consuming. It takes a toll on your family. Why do it?
Gavin, Luke 12:48, to whom much is given, much is expected. I owe it to the people of our state to serve, and to serve them, and to give them the opportunities that I was given. I feel very, very strongly about this, and that's why I'm in this race.
I got to ask you, because I mentioned at the top that there's a line around the block to run against Steve Sisolak. Can you talk a little bit about the job he has done or not done over the course of the last couple of years?
You know, I've been already spending a lot of time around the state talking to people. I think the first disappointment is that he ran as a moderate, and he's not. And he's actually giving everything that the left wing wants in Carson City. So that's a very big disappointment. From my personal perspective, as you know, I'm a life sciences person. I think he absolutely mishandled the COVID situation in a way you can't even imagine. If we sat on a debate stage, you know, I could spend hours explaining everything that he's done wrong. I think at the end of the day, we need leaders to lead. That's what people expect of their leaders. And this is someone who, it looks to me, is only worried about the next election. And that's not how I'm going to do things. So from my perspective, and of course on our side, we need somebody who can beat him. And I believe I am the candidate that can beat him. I have to work very, very hard. I have to spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of resources, but I intend to do that. And I think I'm the best positioned person to beat him. So that's my response.
What is it that sets you apart, though? I mean, there are all these different candidates. We've got a sheriff, we've got a mayor, we got all kinds of folks that are running for governor. What is it that sets you apart?
I think the big issue here is going to be, first of all, we have to have our state be well run. In my world, if a company is not well run, they fail. So when I've been involved in boards and as an investor, and of course within my own company, you know, we've got to run our companies very well. Well, our state needs to be run well. I think I know how to run any organization that's complex very, very, very well. I think that's my first thing. The second thing is, you know, we do have an economy that needs to be rebuilt here. And who better to rebuild an economy than somebody who's started hundreds of companies, who you know, created thousands of jobs, and understand what it is like to have to make a paycheck, live paycheck to paycheck, and make payroll every week. And my other competitors, you know, don't you know, I'm a Ronald Reagan 11th Commandment person, never say anything negative, but I know I'm the best candidate here to turn the economy around, as well as run the state in the way it should be run, which is for its people, on behalf of its people, with the best absolute customer service that we can give. The number one public servant, and I'm going to ensure our public servants follow my lead.
Back on March 17th of last year, the governor did what we call the Sisolak shutdown, and literally shut down the government, shut down the economy. Would you have shut down the economy back on March 17th of last year?
You know, sir, I was in my house in Reno when that happened, and I was flabbergasted at the suddenness and the amazing, just literally, as you said, shutdown. One of the things people are going to find out about me is that I don't throw rocks at people without ever, you know, putting myself in their places. You know what? Maybe for 2 days, I would have just thought about it very hard. Thought, okay, what are we being hit with here, and how are we going to deal with this? But the way the shutdown was handled and the way it was continued to be handled was ominous from my perspective. So I'm not quite answering your question, sir, but I'm not a politician, so I don't dance around. Maybe for a day I would have caught our breath and find out what's going on, and then after that we got to get people back to their lives.
I want to ask you about Dieter. The unemployment folks, and what a miserable failure that was. And they've had a couple of different directors, and they've changed software, and they've done that. And there are still people that to this day are not getting their unemployment money from Dieter from the state of Nevada. How would you have handled that differently? I mean, is there something that we're missing here?
So first of all, my heart goes out to these people because I know how hard it is to have to live paycheck to paycheck and then have your government fail you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, this is where leadership is all about. We hire the best people in order, so when these situations actually occur, which they do, because life is always, you don't know what's going to happen, at least you've got the best possible people to solve the problem, and if they don't, you immediately change them. So from my perspective, we would have been better prepared, because we would have had better staff across the board. You know, we don't know what the next crisis is going to be, but I can tell you day one, I'm going to meet with all of the 16 departments that report to me, and I'm going to decide who's good, who's not, and how we're going to fix the situation. So that in case something happens, and something other than just unemployment, health, or anything that reports to me, we're going to have the best absolute possible people. The second thing is, once you see there's a problem somewhere, you have the bully pulpit. You're the governor. You're the person. You're the executive. You're the leader. You get in there, and you make as much noise as possible to fix this.
Well, very impressive. Guy Nora, that's G-U-Y, pronounced Guy, Nora, N-O-H-R-A. Check out his video, though. It is the funniest announcement video I have seen in politics in 30 years. It's just incredible. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news? Yes, 100% true. The good news? This is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So this is the big story. It's been trending all day on the RJ website, and it involves a gentleman by the name of Edward Parker, a 42-year-old who was working at the lodge at Wallapai last December. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been tracking this story, and so tell us what happened.
Well, he was bartending, and there was apparently a couple who have since been arrested, thankfully, in this case. But they stole the money from the bar, and the employer of the bar told the employee, said, "Hey, it was on your watch, buddy, so you need to pay the money back." It was something like $3,900, and he gave the employee, the owners, the management, they said, "Well, you have two choices here. You can quit and go on, or you can repay the $3,900 bill or the money that was stolen. You can pay it in one lump sum or $300 installments." Now, he said, "Hey, I mean, this is a good job. It's tough to get a job out there." So he, under duress, apparently, ended up paying the money back. But there's a lot of people, Kevin, that are questioning the legality of that. Now, again, neither one of us are lawyers, but it certainly doesn't sound right. And I think if he did say, "Hey, I'm not going to pay it back," and was terminated by the bar, at least in the Review Journal article, there's an attorney, Robert Murdoch. He basically said he thinks that that would be a violation by the employer to do so. So, I mean, opinions are flying, but, yeah, this leaves a bitter taste in your mouth, especially if you're a victim of a crime, and then you're forced to pay for that crime.
Well, and I was talking with a talking with a young lady friend who and we were saying, well, let's go meet at the lodge, and she said, no, my friends and I are boycotting them. I said, why? Because they made that bartender pay back the $3,000. I'm like, what? And then I see it in the paper this morning. I'm like, wow. So,
Good news, though, Kevin, is they did arrest a couple who was responsible for that. Jack McLaughlin, a 42-year-old, Daniela Tito, a 38-year-old. They have been arrested in a string of bar robberies in the Valley, including the one at the lodge. They were indicted on charges of robbery with a deadly weapon, conspiracy to commit robbery, burglary with a firearm, and some other charges, too. So, ultimately, the bad guys got caught, apparently.
A nasty couple. Gentlemen, Jim, thanks, man. Have a great weekend, by the way. Because we got all kinds of stuff. We got NASCAR. We got the Raiders are playing at home. Gosh, it's going to be a good weekend. And the weather's supposed to hold up as well. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
1 in 6 kids could face hunger due to the coronavirus. This September, visit your local Jack in the Box to help end childhood hunger. Donate $1 to No Kid Hungry and get a free small curly fry with any menu purchase.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you missed it, the president had a news conference today, a statement, and he answered some questions. And he responded to a question about the treatment of Haitian migrants in Del Rio, Texas, as the last busload was being pulled away from Del Rio. The camp is now empty. This was the president, cut two, earlier today.
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under...